Imagine that. In a room with Carl Pilkington, we make ourselves dark. I would be that would be incredible.
So aside from Tutankhamun's knee injury, that's pretty much your grasp of the ancient world in medicine?
Well, I don't know anyone else who's knocking about.
Well, what about if we go back even further? What about if we go to sort of primitive man, cave-dwelling man? What do you know there of medicine in that early stage?
They didn't really bother.
Okay, is that guessing or?
Wasn't the earliest ones like people like shaman and those
absolutely, of course,
tribal lords that would say, well, that was I assume even, you know, pagan man had sort of apothecaries that certain roots and
yeah shaman who would use herbs and so on. But of course, if we go back to primitive man, you're obviously familiar, I believe it's pronounced trepanning.
Oh, when you take the top of your head off and let out the demons. And
they found various skulls from ancient men with holes bored in the top, some of which had healed over, suggesting that they had indeed drilled holes in their head, or presumably they wouldn't have had drills in that point, cracked the head, and in their thinking, letting out evil spirits, and then they healed back over. So in some instances, the people survived.
Mm.
Don't you think it's fascinating that there was one point when man discovered that this thing that we now call the brain, which sort of houses the mind, he knew was in his head.